Hello, Carl. I guess it's been quite a little while since you heard anything from me on tape. I've been threatening to do this.
Voice of the Air coming to you on a Saturday night.
Like I haven't gotten around to it. However, here it is, such as it is. I'm over at your house now.
I don't know whether
you
missed a couple of tapes or not. I don't think you missed too many.
Futzing around here doing something.
I have.
She was goofing around out on the yard for a while, but now she's in here and made a pot of coffee. So
wasn't the 11th?
I guess we can go ahead.
That was last night, and I was in the bank last night.
It's about 8:30 in the evening, and it's still light outside.
You're getting some pretty regular tapes, I think.
Seems like it.
And today I got from you a lovely short letter written on Easter morning when you were heading up north to visit my pa. Now I expect the next letter I get from you will be telling me of the visit.
That old fat off of you, I don't know.
I can hardly wait.
Probably wouldn't hurt you any anyway.
Because I know that you've had an excellent visit with my...
By the way, I tried to listen to the last tape you sent Florence, and it seems that it has been... recorded on before. There's a lot
I'm
of
glad to see that Charlie
Vietnamese
and Kirk
or Japanese
got out with you
there, and it's a little hard
ride
to sit down
up
and really listen
Papa
to
and
your
Mama.
Voice with those other voices coming in.
I
especially when you don't understand.
Always wanted
them.
My
well, anyway, things here seem to be going along fairly good.
Charlie's wife, Kirsten,
home now and. Feeling pretty fair. She seems to be gaining a little each
Norwegian
day. She's
up there
quit her job for the summer.
And see if they
taking
spoke
a three
the same
months
language.
Leave of absence.
They
probably
might
go back
have
to
had
work
an
in September, and I think this alone makes
discussion.
Her feel a little bit better. Whether it does or not, I don't know. Anyway, she's perking up some.
And Elvira.
The weather's beginning to warm up pretty good. We had a pretty nice rain here the last
I also
week or so.
Today
things are green.
Nicest.
Everything's leaved out, of course, as you know, in June.
Cake I've had
and
in
really
a long
looks good
time.
Around here. Now we're all looking forward to you paying us
tonight,
another little visit, probably about the middle of July sometime.
I
and
served
Florence
it,
has mentioned
the resistance
that you kind of want her to... Move
to
over
the
to the Philippines, and she seems to be all in favor of it for some reason. I kind of hate to see her go, and I'm sure that you'll be tickled to death if she can get there.
Get to Tony or something like that.
Florence is feeling real good, by the way. She had her toe operated on that crippled up,
and
she wore
Patty
a wooden
Floyd.
Shoe here for a couple, three days, but she's getting along real fine.
Wine
nothing seems
they
to
had.
Worry her too much outwardly anyway, but I'm sure she misses
but
you.
But this was
awesome. I've been going up to Caribou the last 2 weeks,
I
two or three days in
it was
a row.
Really good.
Putting in some head gates
filling.
In the irrigation ditches.
And this
taking old Cindy up there with me.
They
she really
cake. I had the
runs and has a ball of a
nice
time.
Square,
last night
I
when I got home with her, she was limping a little like she was
Miracle Whip.
Kind of sore-footed,
and
so I didn't take her this morning, but I think
good.
She's all healed
People
up and
like
ready
that.
To go again,
That's a good
so probably
cake.
We'll take her again in the morning.
And thanks an awful lot for
she
the cheese.
She seems to run all day long,
We've been without
in the
cheese
grass
and without
whatnot,
cheese here for
having
about
a
2 months.
Time. I
and suddenly,
this
and
new job that you're on requires
Tuesday,
a lot
I guess
more
it
time
was.
Than and probably a little different
the
type
guy
of time
teaches
than
me Vietnamese
was required of you on your last job.
The commissary
apparently
man.
You're liking it pretty well.
And he called and said
and
they had
from the sound
in.
Of your letters,
so
what Florence has read
five
to
pounds
us,
of
must be terrific
of
hot over
American
there.
Cheese.
Probably running
but
with
this
sweat
cheese
all
came
day
today
long.
Was just, it's a
but
spot.
I'll bet it feels
just
good when you get home
sure
and
do
cools
appreciate
down
it.
A little bit in the evening. You can
and
at
I
least
think
take
I've got one of the nicest.
Stretch out and relax for a
swellest,
few minutes.
Sweetest, kindest,
I realize you're pretty
wife.
Busy spending all of Sam's money over there.
Lived.
But that's what he's putting it over there for.
And
I sure hope you're doing a good job with
my
it.
Weight.
We sure miss you around
is
here.
Is living proof.
I've been
of
pretty busy for some time remodeling the house. Got the kitchen and living room finally.
She sends me
all
things
done
that no one
it
else
looks
gets
pretty nice.
Out here.
We're real pleased with it.
And I make cakes and I make
that,
pies and I sure do enjoy them.
Seems like
and everyone else enjoys them too.
To do anything anymore.
So we have a real
but
fine time in our little
are,
bailiwick.
going to shape up here shortly. This political
and I
situation is kind of in a turmoil now since the death of Kennedy, which was
very
a
good
real tragedy, and I
happy
can't
home
understand
for
it.
Somebody
I don't suppose anyone
leave.
Else will ever be able to understand it.
Because
but
I'm going to try, and if I get reassigned, I'll ask for some other job, someplace else.
Now, for the
not because I don't like this place, but because I want a variety.
Nixon on the Republicans, and it looks like McCarthy is going to really give Hubert Humphrey
long
a go
double
for
cruise
his money.
In one spot.
At least I hope so. I'm not much in favor of Hubert Humphrey, regardless. Of course, I think
said
he'd
that yesterday
the
I went to
beat.
Da Nang.
But even so,
I had to go up and get the payroll.
He is the right man for
go
that
up
job.
I trot.
Anyway, with the new president
yesterday morning,
coming up this fall, I don't suppose
and
this
it so happened that they had the money already.
Status very much over there anyway. They may
and
give
all
you
counted out.
Money or may give you a little less.
So,
but other than that,
what
I
did I do?
Certainly expect you to fulfill your job.
Get all my money together.
Take care of those Vietnamese
people. Try and catch
the
plane back last night.
Sounds like
first time it ever happened that I could get my money and get out of there.
Really putting on
so I got down to catch the plane.
It doesn't seem like anyone's making
the guy come limping in from way, I guess, someplace. And he said, you're going to have to get me another airplane. I can't fly this one any further.
They must be hampered by the
that motor's heating up on me.
They can't talk to
well, it was the same plane that I took off on that morning.
What's going
we
on,
took
really,
off from here.
I think you're just sitting
and
the
tower called us and said,
drinking black coffee or
your right engine's on fire.
Sacky or something.
So the guy did a quick about face and put it down.
Shutting this
and
thing down.
And had blown out some
benefit.
Black smoke or something.
But that's
so
the political situation. And
he tested it around the ground, and
on,
we didn't
sure
see anything wrong with it. So
few people know
in we get,
and
away we go, flying up high
one
into
thing
the
or
blue
another,
and up to
Da
Nang. Well, this same plane had worked
like
all day,
they
and
to stop the bombing and stop this.
We were
however they
just
put
getting in
the
it at 5 o'clock, and the guy said,
Saigon. I don't
sorry,
know
can't do it.
According to the papers,
he said,
causing those people a
so
lot
the
of
airline
there.
Then said, well,
I
hang around here half an hour, we'll put you on the one coming in from Saigon.
In your area, I don't suppose
it
you've had much
run you down home.
Shelling or
so he sat there half an hour, and the guy came out and said, Xin Loi, means I'm sorry.
Where there's been a
the plane from Saigon is an hour and a half late, so we're canceling this flight. See you in the morning. So I had to pack all my
John
stuff. I had a million. I had about
like
2 million piastres.
At their rest periods, and lunchtime when they're busy.
And I had to go back and
feeding
hurry
their
back
faces.
To the paymaster and put it in the vault. Something happened. Into the tape. Like it wasn't going to work. I was stuck.